The prehistorian and educator Johann Friedrich Daniel was born in Kalbe in 1783, where his ancestors had lived since the 30-year war. They ran a small farm, a pyrie, and cultivated hops, and since this did not provide enough, linen weaving as well. Daniel's father learned the glacier's craft. The not yet 20-year-old had to take over the heavily indebted parental estate after the death of his father. Despite all their hard work, he and his young wife did not succeed in wiping out the overwhelming debt burden. He was therefore compelled in 1785 to give up the humble estate in Kalbe and to move to the town of Salzwedel with his 3-year-old child Johann Friedrich, where he hoped for a better life as a glass worker. Nevertheless, we see Johann Friedrich Daniel as our city's largest son. Daniel's childhood and adolescence were overrun by illness and fear of his severe father. At the age of 8, Daniel entered the Salzwedel Gymnasium, whose teaching was very much in need of reform in the lower classes. The teachers, who were also either church workers, cantors, and organists, were poorly paid. Disinterested in teaching or simply incapable, they did not know of teaching methods and kept order with a rod. The work of a whole week consisted of several vocabulary practices, some sayings and hymns, as well as a short exercise. The curriculum was half a century old. The knowledge of the students was not well developed. Through lack of social contact with his father and teachers, the student Daniel lacked self-confidence during these years. Not until the secondary school was Daniel able to find understanding, capable teachers, and for the first time in his life he received praise and recognition. This had a favorable effect on his academics, and with a very good report he left the gymnasium in 1801 and began his studies at the University of Halle. Since Salzwedel's citizenship, scholarship was very limited. Beginning in 1802, he was forced to teach at the schools of the Frankish Foundation, an extraordinary burden on his studies. When the schoolmasters recognized Daniel's potential as a teacher, they offered him a place to work, even though he had not yet finished his studies. He accepted the offer because he found satisfaction as a teacher. Later, he became a teacher in Salzwedel, and finally, in 1868, principal. He was a historian and became a founder and the first chairman of the Association for Ancient History and Industry. This association still exists today and is thus the oldest association in the Altmark. Daniel was a progressive pedagogue, but due to his financial hardship, he had to take on several additional activities in addition to his 40 to 50 lesson hours a week. As an archivist of the Schulenburg, Daniel et al. Published the court case of the trial against Hans Hermann von Katte from the year 1730. Despite his committed and extensive professional work, he and his family were constantly struggling with material worries. Daniel remembers, "When my poor woman wept with tears in her eyes that she was unable to get along with the monthly allowance, she heard of me only words of consolation and the assurance that I would never complain if she were to set the table so poorly. Could she bring not meat or like bring potatoes, even daily? If she could not obtain bacon or butter or fish, we would compensate with salt. It would be all the same to me, but she ought not to borrow anything or go into debt at all." His dictionary of the old Altmark Platt German dialect, the list of documents drawn up by him and the many writings and publications on the history of the old Margrave have made him well known for beyond the Altmark. Daniel is one of the co-founders of the three-dimensional system that divides human history into the Stone Age, Bronze Age, and the Iron Age. The secondary school of our town bears the honorary name of this great educator and scientist. A memorial plaque is located at his birthplace in the Ernst Thälmann Street 10. You can purchase a flyer about him at the front.